Nazila Fati of the New York Times is in Tehran following Iranian reaction to the fighting between Hezbollah and Israel. Ms. Fati, how broad would you say support for Hezbollah is in Tehran?
Depends on who you're talking about. If you're asking the question about Iranian authorities fully back Hezbollah, but on a different level, people are showing sympathy towards people in Lebanon, but they do not think that the war in Lebanon has to do much with Iranian people at this stage.
What about the rhetoric you're hearing from the leadership in Iran? Has it escalated beyond what we've heard before?
I would say that Iranian authorities have been very cautious in their support for Hezbollah, especially after accusations against Iran that Iran has been behind the attacks. They have supported what Hezbollah is doing in Lebanon, but they've been quite cautious so that their support would not be interpreted in any way that Iran is going out of its way to support Hezbollah.
At the same time, a lot of venomous rhetoric against Israel. The president of parliament yesterday calling Israel a filthy tumor that lies in the body of the Islamic world.
Yes, this is not a new term. This term has been used in the past by many other officials.
So that does not that doesn't strike you as out of character for what the leadership would
be
saying?
No.
When you talk to people in the capital, do you hear moderate voices expressing doubts about Hezbollah and Iranian support for Hezbollah?
People don't talk about that. People sympathize with what's happening in Lebanon with Lebanese people. What people talk more in public, especially ordinary people, is the fear of war spreading to other places, including Iran, especially now that there are accusations against Iran.
Well, Nazila Fati, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Nazila Fati is a reporter for The New York Times, based in Tehran.